Gold overtakes U.S. Treasuries as top reserve asset. ECB says, gold has passed U.S. Treasuries as the single largest asset class in global central bank reserves, according to the European Central Bank's annual review of the international role of the euro, published June 3, 2026. Bullion made up 27% of official reserve holdings at the end of 2025, up from 20% a year earlier. U.S. Treasuries fell to 22% from 25% over the same stretch. The crossover is the headline number being shared by CoinMarketCap and others, and it lands in the middle of a crypto market that is moving the opposite way. The numbers behind the crossover two forces produce the shift: years of heavy buying and a steep run in the gold price. Net central bank purchases came to 850 tons in 2025, a slowdown after three straight years above 1,000 tons, but still a large addition on top of a price that touched more than $5,500 a troy ounce in January. Rising prices revalue existing holdings. So even with slower buying, the dollar value of official gold stacks climbed against a treasury book that lost ground as yields and politics weighed on bonds. ECB President Christine Lagarde tied the trend to politics directly, writing that geopolitical tensions continue to drive strong central bank demand for gold. The biggest addition since 2022 came from China, Poland, Turkey, and India, a set of buyers spread across very different monetary systems, but united by a wish to hold a reserve asset that no other government can freeze or print. One detail keeps the story honest. Dollar-denominated assets, taken as a whole, still make up about 42% of global reserves. Gold passing treasuries is a shift inside the reserve mix, not the end of the dollar. The move reads as diversification away from a single sovereign's debt, not a wholesale exit from the dollar system. The same case, a different asset. The argument central banks are making for gold is close to word for word the argument crypto holders make for Bitcoin. A neutral reserve asset. No counterparty who can default or sanction it. A fixed or slow-growing supply that cannot be expanded by political decision. When China, Turkey, and Poland add gold because they want a holding outside any one government's reach, they are reaching for the same property that the digital gold thesis is built on. The awkward part is timing. As of June 4, 2026, Bitcoin trades near $63,877, down 4.7% on the day and 12.4% over the past week. Ether sits around $1,790, off 4.1% in 24 hours. The CoinMarketCap Fear and Greed Index reads 20 deep in fear. So the debasement and neutrality story that is pushing reserve managers into bullion is, right now, doing nothing for crypto prices. The asset that markets itself as a hedge against sovereign money is selling off, while the oldest hedge of all sets reserve records. That gap is worth sitting with rather than explaining away. Central banks buy gold on a multi-decade horizon and ignore weekly drawdowns. Crypto is still traded largely as a risk asset, correlated with equities and liquidity, rather than with the slow institutional rotation the ECB is describing. Both things can be true. The macro case for hard neutral money is strengthening, and crypto is not yet the instrument capturing it. Context for crypto holders, not a trade. For anyone holding or spending crypto, the reserve data is context, not a trade. It confirms that the largest, most conservative money managers on Earth are acting on currency debasement risk, which is the long-run bull thesis behind a fixed supply asset. It does not tell you the short-term direction, and the current tape makes that obvious. The practical read is about correlation. If your reason for holding crypto is the same debasement story driving the gold bid, this report is a reminder that the thesis and the price can diverge for long stretches. People who treat stablecoins and crypto cards as a way to hold and spend dollars, rather than to bet on appreciation, are leaning on the 42% of reserves that is still dollar-denominated, the part of the system that did not move. People holding Bitcoin as a gold substitute are betting the rotation eventually widens to include it. The ECB figures support the second group's logic without supporting their timing.